the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Post FM.
Guests in studio in the lead up to Christmas.
Oh, put me out. I think there's a fire in here. Hose me down.
All the puns are coming out. Let's not talk about polls at this stage. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben and Jamie from the, what do we say, the WA Fire Service? Is that
yeah,
a fair description?
Do. Yeah, for sure.
But it's not just that. You're here with calendars, and I believe you both appear in it.
Yes, that's correct. So, yeah, I'm Ben, and I'm actually Mr. October for the year 2020.
Mr. October, welcome. And?
And I'm Miss May, Jamie Meaden.
Miss May. Beautiful.
So, now, do you guys go, all right, we want to volunteer to be in it this year, or do they come to you and go, you reckon you can be?
How does it go?
Is like an application process. So you send a photo, obviously, with your shirt off, into the committee, and then, we get selected from there, and there's short windows to train and get ready for the calendar, and it's getting more and more, serious and bigger every year.
So does that mean like all the fireys all year are just like pumping, trying to get on the calendar? Are you all just like, who's going to look the best?
All fireys are pretty competitive, so.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And I imagine in the lead up to the actual photo shoot, is it just like push-ups for like 3 days? Like,
yeah.
Don't stop.
All you do is push-ups.
It's no fun food, that's for sure.
No, yeah, right.
It'd point. Be like a bodybuilding competition, right? Do you do all that kind of stuff, like it's in like diets and everything?
Basically, and the water loading, the carbs the last day before.
It's serious stuff.
Yeah.
It is serious.
Well,
very impressive. Well,
Tard
you guys
work
look
looking
great.
Good. Hats off to all those people that do it all year round.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. That's
fantastic. But of course, this isn't just a bit of fun. It is for a great cause. Of course, the calendars. Tell us who you're fundraising for this year.
So all the money raised through the calendar sales goes towards the Perth Children's Hospital to the Burns Unit.
Fantastic.
For the last 10 years, we've raised over $1.2 million.
Oh, that's amazing,
that's
isn't
impressive.
It?
Yeah.
And, of course, you can donate by buying a calendar, which you've got them here today.
And what you're going to be? You're going to be sort of hanging out at a few spots selling them?
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, you can find out more events and more locations on our Facebook and Instagram. So, that's just Perth Firefighters Calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
But we will be in the lead up to Christmas at the Murray Street Mall in Perth. Mm-hmm. So, from the 5th of December until the 24th of December, if you want a stocking filler, they're only $15.
It's a great Secret Santa
that's
present as well, hey?
Yes.
Pop it in there with a block of chocolate and that's your $20, yeah.
Nice.
Keeping it local, where me and Churchy are going to be down at the Mandra Foreshore Markets on the 8th of December.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Cool. And every weekend until the 22nd of December, we're also going to be at the Fremantle Markets, but we go to a bunch of different markets. Obviously, it's Perth firefighters, so we're firefighters from all around Perth, so just keep an eye out on the Facebook pages and the Instagram. And the guys will update you there.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Well, firstly, today, Nikki, is World Television Day.
Hey.
And obviously, despite the changes to how we use television, it is still the largest source of video consumption in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose when you think about it, you know, on a worldwide scale,
yeah,
not everyone has reasonable internet access to be watching, you know.
And even still, it's still the is that still counted as the TV if you're watching streaming things on the TV?
I don't know. I'm not sure how they calculate it, but it is easily the highest source they reckon, and also the year on year, the number of households with TVs around the world continues to rise. So we're not, you know, in any way getting less interested in TV.
Definitely not.
More,
I think more interested is, more options to watch on there.
So there you go. And today's, I guess, partly about sort of recognising the change that it makes to our lives and how it's actually been quite useful in lots of ways to spread messages and bring us together.
Yeah, definitely.
Today's also National Ag Day, as in Agricultural Day.
Yeah, right.
Celebrating the farmers of Australia.
Hey.
And while we might not necessarily interact with a farm most days, I think in a direct way anyway, our food choices would be very different without them.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
It's also, this is strange, World Philosophy Day.
Oh, so it's a day to sit and ponder.
Well, yeah, we're encouraged to share our philosophical heritage and open our mind to new ideas.
Wow, if I knew what that meant, I would do it.
Well, I was just thinking about what our philosophical heritage might be in Australia.
Does that mean, like, what? what you believe in.
Yeah, and the kind of the traditional ways that we think. As far as I can tell, if there is an Australian philosophical tradition, it involves beer.
Definitely, and barbecues.
So if you have some new ideas that include beer and barbecues, I reckon today might be the day to try them.
Yeah, that's maybe have a barbie and see what comes to you.
Yeah, there you go. Or maybe have a little extra think while you're in the shower today.
Mm.
There are more options than ever for those who want somewhere to stay on holidays beyond the traditional hotel room.
There really is.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
And if you're budget conscious in Japan, I have the latest option for you.
Oh, God.
A hotel in Fukuoka offers rooms for, well, roughly, depending on the way that you convert it, but roughly $1 a night.
That is surprising because Japan is very expensive.
Not on the cheap side.
No.
However,
you're sleeping on the road.
Your entire stay is live streamed on YouTube.
Of course it is.
Apparently the feed is video only, so no sound. And the cameras don't point to the bathroom, thankfully. So, you know. But
but you're being filmed and watched by God knows how many people.
I had a look, not that many. Oh, but then okay. The guy was asleep at the time. So basically, it's like Big Brother without the nudity and prize money.
That's weird, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I suppose if you've got no shame and you need to stay somewhere, well, then also, why would you?
If you had like $2 in your pocket and you needed somewhere
to stay. Oh, yeah. If you're backpacking, the bathroom's safe. Well, as far as we know.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Oh, with our Madam Gossip, Nikki Parkinson.
There's a new trailer for Cats the Movie and it looks amazing, complete with more creepy cat action than ever.
Okay.
It's party time.
The most deserving cat will be reborn into another life so they can be who they've always dreamed of being.
What's your name?
Cat got your tongue?
Here we go!
Don't mess with the crazy cat lady.
What would anything be without James Corden in it these days?
He appears
to be in everything.
He looks great as well. The movie stars Taylor Swift, Idris Elba, James Corden, Rebel Wilson, Jason Derulo, Ian McKellen and Jennifer Hudson and is out December 20. Now, the 2020 Grammy Award nominations are out, with Lizzo definitely feeling good as hell after racking up a pack-leading 8 nominations.
Wow.
Lil Nas X and Billie Eilish tied for second with 6 nods apiece. All 3 received nominations for Record of the Year, Album of the Year and Best New Artist. Other Album of the Year nominees include Ariana Grande, Lana Del Rey, H.E.R., Bon Iver and Vampire Weekend. Mm. Among the biggest snubs were Taylor Swift's album Lover for Album of the Year, even though it was up for Best Pop Vocal Album. Very interesting.
Okay.
The 2020 Grammy Awards hosted by Alicia Keys are on January 26. Now, another new trailer, this time for Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. In this one, Rey comes face to face with the charred remains of Darth Vader's helmet.
Confronting fear. It's the destiny of a Jedi. Your destiny.
Till the end. Is it the end? Well,
apparently this is the last in the Skywalker story and this one's also due out on December 20.
Oh, it's going to be a big Christmas movie season, isn't
it? Definitely. And hey, Christmas prezzy idea for all those Gwen Stefani fans out there. Her first solo album, Love Angel Music Baby, has been remastered and is set to be reissued in honour of its 15th anniversary. So Holla Back Girl, Rich Girl, What You Waiting For, Cool, The Real Thing, they're all in it. And it's out tomorrow.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.